All right, I'll be calling this hearing back to order, and there's nothing to report coming out of the closed session. So I think we will be moving to item 13, which is consideration of an executive officer employment agreement. Ken, can you maybe provide a summary of where we are at in regard to that?
Sure, happy to. So as you know, the commission embarked several months ago upon hearing about Mr. Fye's retirement. It's hard for me to even say those words. Embarked upon a search for an executive officer. They retained a consulting firm to lead that up, and they did a statewide and even actually to some extent a national search for a candidate for the executive officer. The commission interviewed multiple candidates and has recommended a discussion with Mr. Brian Sponhurst, who's right now working for the County of Fresno. And there have been negotiations now with Mr. Sponhurst regarding compensation based upon the range. And the parties have recommended the following terms. I just wanted to go through them with you very briefly. So Mr. Sponhurst would join the agency. We have in a letter May 26. I'm not sure if that's still an active date. It could be in early June. But he would join the agency with an annual salary of $115,000. An annual vehicle allowance of $6,000, monthly sick leave, accrual rate of 8 hours per month, monthly time off, PTO accrual rate of 10 hours per month. Mr. Sponhurst would be evaluated after the first 6 months of service, and the commission, at the commission's discretion, it could change his compensation at that time. There is a rather detailed job description highlighting the characteristics and duties and responsibilities of the executive officer. So what staff is recommending is that the commission move forward and delegate to the chair, our new chair, Mr. Santoyo, the authority to finalize these terms and move forward with an employment agreement. The idea that that this vote would be authorizing the commission's execution of the employment agreement, it would not come back to the commission next month. And I'm happy to answer any questions about it.
Is there any questions to Ken at this time? If not, I think we'll take the opportunity to have Brian maybe come up and introduce himself to the commissioners.
Get it? Awesome. Good afternoon. My name is Brian Sponhurst. I'm currently working with the County of Fresno in Public Works and Planning, and it's just an absolute honor to look forward to the continued public service under LAFCO, and I look forward to serving you all and basically continuing the awesome legacy that Dave has set up for me. Any questions? I'm happy to answer them.
Anybody have any questions for Brian?
We'll be pulling for you, Brian. You did well in the interview process. And in that process, you understood that we've got some challenges and some upgrades to do on our next June agenda, which you'll probably most likely be running that show. We've got our budget coming up and then also a workshop on all of our policy procedure updates and stuff like that. So there's some challenges, but we're definitely in your corner. And I think you've got unanimous support here.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Okay, so what I'll do next is I will open it up for any comments by the public. Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the commissioners for entertaining a motion regarding the subcommittee's recommendation to hire Brian.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I will make that motion, which is really to delegate you as our chair the ability to execute the final contract agreement with Brian. And but I also want to, and I thank Ken for mentioning it, but this was part of the conversation. We want to make sure that at the six-month mark, we'll give him an honest review with a potential compensation evaluation at that time as well. So that'll be my motion.
Okay, so we got a motion.
I'll second.
And we got a second. And do we need to take a roll call on this or just a general vote?
A general vote is fine.
Okay. All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none. It's congratulations, Brian, I think.
Yeah.
No, just kidding. Good. All righty. Now, I guess what we'll do is we'll go to item six, seven, because we never dealt with six. So, all right. So, item six is potential conflict of interest. Any commission members who has a potential conflict of interest shall now identify that item and recuse themselves from discussing or voting on the matter pursuant to government code. Is there any commissioner for any conflict with the rest of what we got to talk about?
I don't even think we have any more
to
action items today, so
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, no. Okay, so we will move forward then with item seven. And item seven is consent agenda. And so what do we have on the consent agenda? Consider approval minutes. Okay, it doesn't look like we have a whole lot there.
It's just the approval of minutes from our last meeting.
So
I'll make that motion.
Okay, we got a motion. We got a second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Against? None. All right. That moves us into what would be item eight. The workshop, fiscal workshop. I know Commissioner Mesnick has commitments at 2, which is almost right now. You got to.
Can we hear this workshop with you? Or?
We'll see how fast it goes. Well, actually, I can just start commenting.
Okay.
So,
because it's worth it, Nathan, if you're going to be here. But if you're not, then we might as well wait till there's more commissioners. That's kind of what we're thinking. But if you're good to go, if you've got 10 minutes or something.
So item 8.
Yes.
Can we do item 8?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Real quick?
Yes.
So just a couple things I wanted to point out identify in the staff's report. So one of the things you talked about is there were some savings, of course, in salaries because a few people that were working with us kind of left mid-year. But because of the PTO that was cashed out, it pretty much was a wash. So just one observation, maybe something we should do. I know different entities will book the cost of vacation time differently. The challenge comes is when an employee leaves and they have time on the books, because that becomes a real drain on cash, or can become a drain on cash. So maybe something the commission should think about is as we accrue liabilities, in this case, things that can be cashed out, paid time off specifically, maybe when we budget each year, we have a bank that identifies where we have the ability to actually fully compensate employees, because God forbid all of our employees decided to leave all at once, but you never want to be in a position where you don't have the ability to pay employees for what is due to them. So I want to say that with the two employees that left, just quick math, I mean, it was tens of thousands of dollars that they were paid of PTO that they had accumulated, correct?
Correct.
Right now, we have about $150,000 that is in reserves that's set aside. Is that correct?
The commission has expended about $20,000 of that reserve for the personnel, some personnel expenses, and our HR consultant that came along mid-year. But so there's about approximately $120,000 in reserve. So if the commission, we do track that as a liability. We track the leave that's been accrued but not expended. And if the commission would like, we can work with our bookkeeper to find a way of including that, not as a liability sort of outside the budget, but as something that is tracked. We can anticipate over a course of a year how much vacation will be accrued, and then forecast that as a separate account that we can manage along the lines that you're suggesting, Commissioner.
Yeah, and again, all I'm saying is it's important for us to be in a position that all of obligations that could come due, we have the ability to pay. So you never want to be in a position where your liabilities exceed the assets that you have. And I know for me, I like to look at with paid time off being more of a current liability than something that is on the books. But some agencies just figure that everyone will fully burn up that time. But since we pay it out when someone leaves, we need to be prepared to have the ability to fully pay that out for all employees. So just a thought.
And if there's a method that the county employs, and there's somebody in maybe the auditor's office that could provide me with an analog, I'd be happy to reach out to them as well.
Yeah, Oscar Garcia, I know, can probably help out. And a question, do we use like Fausto Hinojosa at Keiku and Mercino, or Keiku and Mercino, yeah, Price Page or Keiku and Mercino, to look at our books and just kind of update them and identify, not a full-blown audit, but maybe just a review of our financials to make sure that, you know, we're in line? How often do we do those types of reviews?
We have a financial audit for every other year. And if the commission would like to, and this is something, we had a recent turnover of our new bookkeeper is no longer with us, and so we brought the old bookkeeper back on a consulting basis, and that was one of the discussions about whether or not we need to bring in a CPA or somebody at that level to do some intermittent checks. So if the commission would like, I could also reach out, get some bids, and then include that in the final budget.
Yeah, just a thought, because sometimes when you do an audited financial, when I used to run small nonprofits, I mean, they still would be $15,000, $20,000, $25,000. So, I mean, that can gobble up your cash really quick. So maybe something else that could be done. Why don't you send me an email, David, just saying, hey, would the county be open to having its auditor, controller, treasurer, tax collector, their office, just take a cursory look, and maybe what I can do is talk to some folks on the audit committee at the county and see if there is enough of a nexus where I can have the county's auditors just do cursory review and provide comments back, recommendations, not full-blown audits or anything like that.
Sure.
I always like to have more eyes on, you know, on the books, just so if something's identified, we can correct that quickly.
Well, you know, I learned in surveying that random errors compensate and systematic errors accumulate. And as we're looking at a transition of your executive leadership, it may be time to see if there's anything systematic in the way that I've been managing the budget that my successor is not burdened with. So I'm open to the idea of having somebody come in and look under the hood and tell him what I was doing wrong.
Well, I don't think it's not a matter of us doing anything wrong. It's just so I can better understand the numbers. That's
right.
All.
Okay.
That's all I have. Thank you, gentlemen.
So, as I'm hearing it, we'll have to make a tentative budget adjustment before next month if it's going to cost us money to do more of this stuff. So that's what I'm hearing.
Correct.
Okay.
And there was also the overlap of the executive leadership during Brian's transition.
Correct.
So that will be another
adjustment.
Element of the final budget.
That is correct. Okay. All righty. So we're not taking action on this item, so there's no need to go to the public on this, I would assume, Ken? Or should we?
It's always
ask
a good idea to do it since it's an
okay.
item. It's informational.
All right. Then I will open it up for public comment on this item if there's any interest there. Okay, I don't see that happening, so I'm going to close the public portion of it, and then you've gotten some direction, and that's all we're doing out of this item.
And I would just add, too, that if any commissioner has an idea between now and the next meeting, I'd be happy to entertain it. I can also reach out to the commissioners and ask, and sort of prod for ideas that might come up and be helpful.
That would be good. All right. Looks like we're losing one of our commissioners.
Well, as soon as I step out, I think technically you got to close the meeting because you lose your quorum.
That is correct. Yeah. All right. So I'll tell you what, since that's the case, I guess maybe I'm going to go ahead and move all the way down to adjournment.
Or, well, let me ask, did you want an executive officer comment? This is quite possibly your last meeting.
It has been a privilege to serve. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, David.
All right. So we've got a motion for adjournment. I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We are adjourned. Thank you. All right.